The Office of the Ohio Consumers Council says the plan, which would guarantee income for struggling coal units, could cost FirstEnergy customers about $8.30 more a month over the course of 8 years. FirstEnergy says that's wrong and is projecting a lower $3.25 increase. The company's Bill Ridman says their plan will make sure coal plants keep running, which is worth a stabilized 3% increase to electric bills.
Not necessarily wanting them to be exposed to the high prices that the other suppliers are hoping for in this market by having plants retire prematurely.
A group of smaller energy generators and suppliers called the Alliance for Energy Choice opposes this plan. Spokesperson Todd Snitchler says there's no telling how much bills could rise, adding that customers already have the ability to shop for the best offer.
So I'm not comfortable when there are existing ways for people to control or hedge their buy and what they're going to spend to have to say, trust me, we're sure that our numbers are right later on down the road.
The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio is expected to reach a decision by March. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.